Okay, today is Daf Ayin Dalad. We're in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line. Today's share is sponsored by Simcha Klein, Lila Nishmas' father, Yitzchak Ben Peretz. The art that is today, Shema Shadav and Aliyah, the learning should be Lila Nishmas. So, we said yesterday that we asked the question, Rava made the following statement. Rava said yesterday that if somebody, there's a mixture. There's one improper animal got mixed up in 100 animals. Right? One improper animal got mixed up in 100 animals. Right? So what does the Mishnah say? What does Rava say? Rava said if you brought all 100, you forgot, whatever, you brought all 100, none of them give you ritui. None of them do anything. Right? That's what we said yesterday. You did yesterday, that? Okay. That's what we said yesterday. If you bring, right, we said, what's the Mishnah talking about? There's a mixture. Right? That's all you have to know. It was a mixture. One animal, that's, let's say, a shor hanitzkel. It's supposed to go get killed. It falls into 50 karbanos. You bring all 51. Not supposed to do that, but you did it. So Rava says none of them give you kapara. Even 50. None of them work. So the Gemara says, v'haka by kinim, by the birds, where the Mishnah says that if you mix up the chat and the olud, and then the Kohen doesn't, you know, inquire what to do, he does them all above the red line, he does them all below the red line, you get what? Half of them work. Half of them work. So how come by the keen and half of them work, and by here they don't work? So the Gemara answers, because over here, you know why none of them work? Because we hold like a very strange Tana that says that live animals are already dichui. Even when they're alive and a problem arises, they're already pushed off. Once they're pushed off, you can't do anything with them. The Mishnah in Keenan holds, of course, live animals are not, only dead animals are pushed off. Right? Only if it's already shechted, then is a problem. So once I shecht them and I do them all above the all below the half of them are going to work. Our Mishnah holds that even live animals can be pushed off. Therefore, once there's a mixture here of 51 animals, there's no rove, there's no bittel, there's a problem. They're all pushed off. None of them can be brought. Okay, that's all you need to know. Dead are for sure pushed off. But even when they're alive, they're pushed off. Therefore, they're already pushed off. They're all sitting over there in the pen. Very good. Nothing you can do with them. They're pushed off. Therefore, you bring them, you brought nothing. The case of the bird, they're not pushed off yet. Nothing wrong with them. They're fine animals. What'd you do? You put them in the wrong place. You put half of them in the wrong... So fine, so those half are no good. The other half is good. Okay? Very simple. You got that much? Good. Bottom line on the Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Says the guy, wait a minute, what about if it's already shechted? Already shechted animals, the Kulei Alma Nidkin. Everybody holds that's pushed off. Right? Everybody holds, for example, what happened? Shechted five animals, and then someone came and told you, one of those animals, that whole thing was a mixture. Now you have a huge problem, and they're shechted already. Everybody agrees that now that's a problem. They're already dead. Everyone agrees shechted can be pushed off. But Tanan, and we're going to learn in 3 days from now, right? Rabbi Eliezer says, Im karav harosh shalechad mehen, if you bring the rosh of, if you bring the rosh of one of them, in other words, you shechted them all. Now you start doing the avodah. And you did the avodah of one of them, you can call a Russian. You can bring them all. Why could you bring them all? Because we said yesterday, the one you brought is the one that was no good. The first one you brought was the one that was no good. Why? Because it's only us and Midrabanan. Why? Because in the Torah we have a kind of bittul barov. With Machmir, it's Midrabanan, we don't allow bittul. So the whole thing is Midrabanan. So he brought one improperly. So we will say, that's the one that's no good. Now bring the rest of them. Okay? Now bring the rest of them. No problem. Yikrevu, kol haroshim. Now bring all the rest. Bring all the rest. So, wait a minute. Even after shchuta, you can bring all the rest. So the Gemara answers. So what do you see? What? So it's not rejected. So the Gemara says, who the amr kachanan ha-mitzvi. That's even a more unique shita. A more bigger dachyachin. The Tanya, Chanan HaMitzvi Omer, Afilu Dam Bekos, Mevi Chavero Umezaveglo. The halacha is on Yom Kippur, you have to have two, you have to be identical. So Rav Chanan HaMitzvi is so makel, he holds like this. Let's say you shechted the La'azazel goes to Al-Azazel. What about the other one? It shechted like a regular carving. And even when it's done, it's sitting in the cup. You've done so much to this carbon. You've shechted it, you've brought all the... you already have the diamond in the cup, and then the seal of Azazel dies. What should happen? What should happen is, it should ruin the seal of Panimi, and you should have to bring two new ones. Says Chanan HaMitzvi, you don't have to bring two new ones, you only have to bring one new one. Afilu dam bakos. Even if the dam's already in the coast, maybe chaveiro, you bring another animal, umazaviglo, when you pair it up, it's so behind schedule. Doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because according to him, there is no dichoy. That's the opinion of the Mishnah in 3 days from now. That there's no dichoy, even at such a late stage. There's no dichoy. It died. The Azazel died. The question, do you have to bring another one for the pair? The answer is no. No one holds like this. Everyone holds you do have to bring another one. Why? Because they have to be the same. You can't have one that's already done avoda by itself. Why? Because the other one, the seal Azazel died by mistake. It died. It died. Drop dead. What do you mean, how do you know? You doing the avoda. You no right. There's a presumption. No, they didn't even go travel again. They come running in. It just died. Really? Oh, I'm so ready. I'm up to this stage in this one. Pesachan and Mitzri. No problem. Bring another one. Why? It's not dichui. Everyone holds. No, there is dichui. You know why? They have to go hand in hand. So he's so makel on dichui. That's the opinion in 3 days from now. Why Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you bring one part, one carbon improperly, keep on bringing the rest. You know why? There's no dichui. No, nobody holds like that. Okay. Good? Basically, there are three different categories of dichui. Basically, what comes out of it. Three machlokas. Three machlokas, what dichui is. Right, you want to go through them? The most machmir, even when they're alive, you can have dichui. Like if a mixture happens, and there's like 10 animals, and one improper one falls in, there's dichui on all of them. That's very, very machmir. Then you have Chanan HaMitzvi, it's very mekel. And then you have the middle sheet, you have the sheet that is dichui. Okay. Brand new topic. New topic in the old topic. But it's brand new now. Ready? You gotta put your thinking cap on for this. It's not hard, it's just a lot to speak out. So I'll speak out the best I can. I'm not sure I understand it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. You ready for this case? It's a hold cup here. Taboz Shalavodos Kochavim. You have a ring that was used in idol worship. It's an idol ring. Shenes Arva B'meya Taboz. It got mixed up with 100 rings. Now, we have a din, that Avodah Zarah is not batal. It's a din de Rabbanan. Minat Torah, this ring will become batal in two other rings. Assuming they all look the same, and they all smell the same, and they all, the same appearance. Min de Rabbanan, we're machmer, and we say Avodah Zarah can't be batal. So it fell in with 100 rings. Right? Now you have a machlokas, it's 100, 101. Just for easy, convenient take, I'll say 100. So it's 100 rings. Now, what happens? What has to happen to these 100 rings? They have to die. They have to all die. They have to all get burnt. They have to all get destroyed. Why? Because there's nothing you can do with them. So now, v'nafla achas mehem liyam hagadol. One of them, you're on the boat with 100 rings. You're going to drop it into the ocean, and one of them fell into the ocean. Says the Gemara. Says Rav Nachman, Rabba, Baravu, Rav, Hutru Kulan. The other 99 are now mutter. Why? Damrinan, because we say, Hach denafal, hainu de isura. The one that fell in was the one that was usher. You hear that? The one that fell in was the one that was usher. Now, there's a 99% chance it wasn't the one that was usher. So why do we say it's the one that was usher? Because this whole thing is such a dindarabanan. Minatora, they're all bottle. Right? Minotaur is no such rule that Avodazar is not Fatal. That's a Dinder Rabbanan. That's a very, very strict Dinder Rabbanan. So, in a case where this happens, we're Makel, and we say it's that one, and therefore the other 99 become Mutter. If one doesn't fall in, you're not allowed to throw one in. Tosfos says you're not allowed to throw one in. It has to happen by accident. You can't purposely do it. It has to happen by mistake. Happen by mistake. You can't orchestrate a mistake. If it happens, what are the chances of half a shot happening? if it happens, right? By the way, that's Tosafot's shot. That's Tosafot to tell him not to do it. Then he'll do it. Don't you dare throw one in, right? Then he'll do it. Tosafot's reason. Tosafot says the reason is because the Rabbanan throw Megel. The Rav Yoh has another reason, which this is a hard part of the daf today. The Rav Yoh says once one falls in, you now have a sex faker. What's the sex faker? He says it's sex faker. I'll read it. Suffolk! It's a Suffolk whether the usher won. Listen to the sex faker. The sex faker is going to cup the whole day. Somebody says it's not a sex faker, in my opinion, but I'm not arguing on the Rav Yoh. Suffolk number one is maybe the usher one fell into the river. Suffolk number two is maybe the one that I'm picking up is not the usher one. You hear that, sex faker? I want to give one to my wife as a present, but I had 99. Whatever. The Issa one fell in. Now, they're all no good. Luckily, one fell into the river. I got saved. Right? So now I can give 99 of them to my wife. Why? I'm not going to give 99. I'm going to give her one. And the other ones I'm going to sell. So I can give her one. What's the reason? Tosafot says, because we're makel. But Rav says, no. Because each one is a sex faker. Each one is a sex faker. It's a sex fake in each ring. Each ring has a sex faker. There's not a sex fake in the pile. Each ring has a sex faker. Number one, maybe the one fell in. Maybe the Isser one fell in. And this ring is a sex fake, but this ring is the Isser one. Okay. And by the way, Tosos points out there are two conditions. There are two conditions in order for the tender to work. Number one, you can't do it on purpose. It has to happen by mistake. And number two, very interesting one, it has to be that it's gone. It can't be, well, one of my kids took one, it's in the house somewhere, but I don't know where it is, I can't find it, it's in the house somewhere, it's under the bed somewhere, that doesn't count. It's got to be out of the world. Right, fell into the ocean, right? Okay, fine. Now, wait a minute. Eisei, Rav Aler of Nachman, how could you say that this one, if one gets lost, then the other 99 become mutter? Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said, "Afilu achas biribuya." If one animal that's no good fell into 10,000 animals, they all have to die. Why? You move so cool. They all have to die. Am I? Why? Namah, let's say, demis. Wait for one of them to die, and then isuramis. That was up to one that died. Why do I have to kill all 10,000? I'll wait around. They're not going to live forever. I'll wait around. One will die. And once one dies, we'll say the same idea. That, again, it's only it's a Durabana. Midarais and it's Bittel. I'll wait for one to, once one dies, ooh, that's the one that died. And then the other 9,999 are good. Why don't you do that? Right? By the way, Tosafot said a minute ago that you can't take the ring and throw it into the river by itself. Therefore, you can't kill one animal. Right? You can't kill one. You can't wait till it dies. So, of course, you can kill one. You know why? You have to kill them all. Once you kill one, you can stop. Why? Because now that's the one that does her. So, buy the ring. Buy the case of the rings. You can't do a beer. Listen, oh my goodness. I just lost so much money. That's a thousand rings. One I bought as our ring fell in. Take one and throw it. That you can't do. But here, You're mitzvah to do it. There's a din of ein mevatel isel chatzila. So the dig up a taz, hilchas sukkah, that says that the prohibition of ein mevatel isel chatzila doesn't apply when you're doing a mitzvah. Interesting. He talks about a sukkah, and sometimes you have a tree hanging over your sukkah. Right? So what happens to your sukkah? It's no good. You can't do it. So the mechaber there says, you take the branches and somehow put them, make them part of the top. And then you can do that. I'm not sure if it's still connected. It's a whole complicated, very complicated sugya. It very, very rarely comes up because people stay away from it altogether. But it's in the Bechaber. And the Taz says, yeah, but you're being Mavatel L'Chazila. He's open for mitzvah, you're allowed to. So that's the same hetter over here. You could be a diet, you could go do it. By the rings. What kind of mitzvah is it? No mitzvah. It's just money. Here, it's a mitzvah. Kill one. Once you kill one, they're all off the hook now. They're all good. By killing one, you've saved them all. No, you have to kill it. But one you have to get rid of. One you have to... Why can't you shecht it? Because it's a suffix. Because it's a problem. You have 10 karbanos. One improper animal fell in. You don't know which one it is. They're all mixture. What did the Mishnah say? You have to kill them all. So now they don't kill one. Once you kill one, we'll apply this to Heter, that the one you killed is the one that was no good, and the other 10 now are saved. You got it? You can check it, but it can't be a carbon. It can't be a carbon. One has to be lost. You can kill it however you want. You can kill it however you want. You can kill it however you want. But once one has to go, once one goes, the other ones become resurrected. No, if the bittul, no, the bittul is the performance of a mitzvah. First of all, you're being the kind of mitzvah derabanan of getting rid of all these animals. You have nothing to do with that. Or you can say the other way. By doing this act, I will be fulfilling the mitzvah. The mitzvah of being makriv karbanos. No? No, but you don't like it? No, that you can't do that. You can't do that. Right? B'pashtos, according to Torah, it's a simple pshat, you can't do it by yourself. You have to wait for it to happen. Right? But now the confidence has to, no, you can even do it yourself. Why? Because based on the Taz. Okay. Amalei. So the answer is no. Rav, the Amar, Rebbe Eliezer. Rav holds like Rebbe Eliezer. Who's Rebbe Eliezer? It's not. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer. We had this already. In Karav Harosh, Shal Echad Mehem, Yakubu Kala Rosh and Kula. Once one goes, then you can bring all the rest. So how does that answer the question? Just like Rabbi Eliezer Hill, that if you bring one animal, they're all okay. Right? If you bring one animal, they're all okay. What did Rabbi Eliezer say in 3 days from now? He said that if you have a mixture and you went ahead and bring one, then okay. Then right! Rabbi Eliezer held that. Our Mishnah didn't hold like that. Our Mishnah said they all have to die. Why? We don't hold like that. Rabbi Eliezer held like that. Rav could hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Ein Echanami. According to Rav, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would be an option. That would be an option. Absolutely. You have to, that's more humane. According to them, it's an option. Only one has to go. Right? According to our Mishnah, that's not an option. It's a machlokes. Exactly. Wait a minute. Va'amar Rabbi Eliezer. Lo hitze Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer the Amora commenting on the Rabbi Eliezer the Tana. Lo hitze Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. Rabbi Eliezer only permitted two and two at a time. Abel echad echad lo, not one at a time. Why did he permit two at a time? What did he mean two at a time? You have 20 animals that are kabbalah. One animal fell in, and that all 21 are no good. Right? No good. What happened? The Torah didn't know that, and he brought one anyway. Then someone told him, by the way, that mixture was no good. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, since you brought one, we'll say that's the Isser one, and therefore the other 20 now are fine. He only said that if you've been two at a time. What if you've been two at a time? So Rashi says something which I don't understand. Rashi says, it's a long Rashi, but it's kedai to do it inside. Look at the Rashi of Ha'amar Rabbi Lazar. It's the fourth line from the bottom. The fourth line from where the lines get skinny, you see? Fifth line. L'kalam b'pirkin, later in the perek, the lo hit the Rabbi Eliezer l'hakri v'tano starim el shnayim shnayim. You can only bring ones that left over, two at a time. Listen to this line of Rashi. Divadai, because for sure, chad min ayu de teira. For sure, one of those two is good. Why? Because only one problem in this pile. Only one of them is no good. We're going to say that it's the one you brought without asking what to do. Right? There's 21. One you brought has 20 left. So do two at a time. One of those, even if you want to say the one you brought is not the right one, from these two, one's for sure good. Why? It's only one problem. Says Rashi, what about the other one? Where am I? Only one of them had a mum. Ubechal chad amrinan. Listen to this. Ubechal chad, and each one, amrinan, we say, the mechabre lav de isura, since one is not usher, ihu nami lav isurahu. The other one's also not usher. What kind of svar is that? If you want to tell me that we're gonna say that since, like Tosfos said, since this bittel, since this itzer is a whole dinder rabbanon, because really even a Torah is bottle bish bottle barov, and so then if you bring one, we'll say that's the one. But it's been two at a time. You hear what Rashi said? Rashi, since one's for sure okay. Since one's okay, the other one's also okay. What kind of svar is that? Right? Dahud isura adalei b'akrovei rishona shikar b'akrovei. Then you still have a problem. I understand that part. Eat one, bring one at a time, you have a problem. So what does two at a time help you? I don't understand it. One of them is okay. What about the other one? So Rashi says, since that one's good, but some of the other one's good too. It's very, very difficult. Anyway, so the answer is, I'm back to Aval Echad Echad, we're back to the Gemara, Echad Echad Lo, a Malay, so he answers back, you're right, Anonami Tarti Kamina. You're right, that's what I meant to say. When we said that we matered the rings, right, and when we said we matered all the carbonos, in 3 days from now, you have to sell the rings two at a time. You're right, they're all good. One fell into the river. So we say the other 99 are good. You got to sell them two at a time. Why? For this very reason. If you sell them two at a time, for sure one of them is fine. So Rashi says, so the other one's also fine. Okay? Maybe. Listen, you want all 100 to go down the drain, or at least you save, you want all 100 to go down the drain? We'll do it the best we can. Okay, now this is a very hard part of today's daf, and maybe we can figure this out. Amar Rav, ready for this? Tabas shalavodas kochavim. You have a ring of idol worship. Shanas arba b'meya tabot. It got mixed into 100 rings. Uparshu arbar l'lokom echad b'shishin l'lokom acher. You divide the piles. One with 40 rings, one with 60 rings. Okay? Good? So far, so good. Parsha echad me'arboim. You take one out of the 40. Eina oseres. It's not aser. Achas mishishim oseres. You take one out of the 60, it's aser. That's the Gemara. Maishna achas me'arboim delo. How come one out of the 40 is not aser? Damrinan kuzvise. Isur beruba iser. No, the iser is in the other pile. Right? The bigger mixture. So then achas mishishim nami. So if you take one out of 60, say the same thing. Amrinan isur berubi iser. This is another 59. It's a difference. So the Gemara says there is no difference. That's not what we meant to say. No. That's not what we meant to say. Here's what we meant to say. Im parshu arboim kulam l'makom echad ein asura. If all 40 fall into another pile, then well, they're all mutter. The entire pile's mutter. Why? Ready for this one? It's a set sveka.
What's a set sveka?
It's the exact same set sveka we had before. Right? Since each and every ring has two svekos,
what's two svekos?
Number one, maybe the iser is in the 60 pile. And number two, maybe this ring is not usher. It's the exact same set sveka as before. When you have the pile of 60 fell into another pile, you only have one suffix. What's the suffix? It's each ring, usher. One suffix. Why? No, because we the row, what? Yeah, okay. If you think it's one with good. Right. Okay. What do you mean? I have a tray for ring. It fell into 100. Make up 60-40. Where's the ring? Right. Then that should be the same. That should be true if it's 40 or 60. There's no difference. Right, but since one mitzvah has a robe than the other, that's not a sub. That's a suffix for the 40, not for the 60.
What do you mean?
Right. So if that pile falls to 10,000 more, you only have one suffix. Suffix is maybe the ring. I know it's a hair splitting. No, not a little bit of hair splitting. I thought that was very hard. The words are very easy. The concept is very difficult. Anyway, shishim l'makom echad asaros. But if you have 60, then it's still an iser. What's the iser? It's a suffix. Ki amrita kamei Shmuel. When I told this to Shmuel, Amale, he said, forget this. Hanach la'avodas kuchavim. No, I don't buy it. You know why? Shesveko usvek sveka asura asofa olam. I hold that by avodas zara, even svek sveka is not mutter. Never mutter, forever. Is that true? Neisvei, wait a minute. Safek avodas kochavim asura a safek avodas zara is asur the svek sveka muteret. This is a brisa. Shmuel can argue on this. And a svek sveka is mutter. Ketad, what's the case? Kos shel avodas kochavim. You have a goblet of idol worship. Shenafal la'otzer malei kotos. It fell into a whole storehouse full of cups. Kulan asurin. They're all asur, right? Pirush echad mehem. You take one out, liri buya, and you put it into 10,000 more. Umeri buya, liri buya, and from one 10,000, you put them into a different 10,000. So really, you have three tarovet. You have three mixtures. Right? One fell into the storehouse, then the second one fell into 10,000, and the third one fell to another 10,000. Right? Mutarin. The cup is mutter. Every cup is mutter. Why is every cup mutter? Right? Every cup is mutter. Why is every cup mutter? It's a step fake. Tosis points out, you don't really need the third pile. Step fake arises in the second pile. He said the reason why they go to a third pile is to tell you how machmir Shmuel is. Even in a third pile, I still don't agree. They don't need a third pile. Even in there, I don't agree. Now, so what's the answer? The answer is, how can Shmuel argue on this? The answer is Tanoim. It's not Machlokas Tanoim. You're right. This one says it's okay. We have another one that's not okay. Titania. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer is not going to say it by Avodah Zarah. He's going to say it by other, by Truma, by Orla. Rimone Baden, pomegranates from the town of Baden, which we said on the other day, are never bottled because they're chashuv. Asurim b'chashuv. They're usher in the mashuv. Ketan, for example, nafal echad mehan l'tof ribuya, one fell into 10,000, umi ribuya l'ribuya, and then another one, that fell into another 10,000. Asurim. They're all usher. Why? Because they don't hold the set table. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rav Shimon, no. L'ribuya is asurin. You're right. If it falls into the first pile, then it's asur. But umi ribuya l'shlosha. But if one of that 10,000 falls into three, umi shlosha l'makom acher, then you can take one of those three out. That's mutter. Why? The sect taker. So what do you see? Shmuel d'amar kimat. Wait. Who does Shmuel hold like? Wait a minute. Who does he hold like? Rabbi Yehuda. The one time he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it's din even by other things besides the Avodah Zarah. Afilu Shari Sura Maser. He doesn't agree from Svek Tveika even by Arla. Irem Shimon then Afilu Avodah Kav Nami Shari. B'chi Tema. You want to tell me Shaila Leirem Shimon then Avodah Kav Nishari Surin that when it comes to Avodah Zarah Irem Shimon Takamol Machmir and that's what Shmuel holds like Elo Hatatanya. No, it can't be. Why? The Brisa said Safek Avodah Kav Masura Svek Tveika Muteret. Who said that? Who's that? Who's the author of that? Mani. Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Shimon. Nobody. Sigma says, Lo Rabbi Shimon. Really, it's Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel's real life, Rabbi Yehuda kechada. Upala galei b'chada. He agrees with him about Avodah Zarah, but he disagrees with him about everything else. Now, let's go back up. Amar Mar, we just said, Mi ribuya l'shlosha, umi shlosha l'mokom acher, mutter. One falls into 10,000. Then another one falls into three. What's the din? It's okay. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Mishlosha, why are you mentioning three? Why did it have to fall to three? The Ikaruba Shnayan. The Ikaruba? Shnayan Nami Ikaruba. Why couldn't it fall to two? It's also a row. So the Gemara says, you're right. My Gibel Diktani, Tazibahu. You're right, it meant three. It was two, plus this one fell in, and now it's a total of three. Now it's not a problem. It's a spectator. The Ibayit Ema, or you want to say, Savarla Kerebi Eliezer. He holds like Rebbe Eliezer.
What Rebbe Eliezer?
What Rebbe Eliezer was talking about? That's Rashi. Look at Rashi. Shmuel, de'amar spektseka, de'vazcham asur. Shmuel said that a spektseka is asur, de'amar k'Rebbe Eliezer. Holds like Rebbe Eliezer. What Rebbe Eliezer is that? Ditnan mesech de'vodah zarah. We learned the mesech de'vodah zarah. Not the haymenu etim asurim b'tahanah. That if you have a vodazara etim, the asur bahana. So if you hisik bed as a tanur chadash, if you use it to fire up a brand new oven, yutan. You have to destroy the oven. Yashan, if it's an old oven already, then yutan. You have to let the food cool off. Afa boas, afa has asur bahana. If the pot, if you bake it, asur bahana. It's arva bacheros, asur bahana. If it falls into another mixture, and that falls into, the whole thing is asur bahana. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yolid hanol yamamela. Yolech, what Rabbi Eliezer has a shita, you can buy back the tarovet by taking money and throwing out the money. I have 1,000 bread, one of them is a safek, I can pay the price of what, and then I can resurrect. That's what Shmuel holds like, right? Alma, it's a Rabbi Eliezer sex sake of what's called Bidikani Bacheros Bacheros. Says Tosfos, what on earth is Rashi talking about? The Tanakhama over there also agrees that sex sake is utter. The only machlokas they have is that can you buy off the iser? Everyone agrees that figure is iser. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi gives a second answer and says, no. Ebay's aim is going back on the Ebay's aim is going back on Reb Shimon. You know why we need four? You know why we need four fruits? We asked why after four, three plus the one fell in. Why not have three? Because he said before that you get Rabbi Eliezer said. You have to sell them two at a time. Remember? That's why you need an even number. Says Rashi, I like the first pshat. As he says, the Rishon Yashar Be'enai. Says Tosfos, it's impossible. The first part makes no sense. He dug up a Mishnah. First of all, he says that this is an Inna Avodah Zarah. Inna Avodah Zarah, where we had this, doesn't come up. No one's met, nothing's met. Doesn't come up. What? No, we don't mention Shmuel. All of a sudden, out of the blue, Rashi. So, okay. Give me 5 minutes to do the rest of this. Amar Rish Lakish. Now, we said the thing about the ring. Now we're going to say the exact same thing about barrel. Amar Rish Lakish. Chavet shel truma. There's a barrel of truma. Shez arfa b'veya chaviyot. Fell to 100 barrels. V'nafla achas nele yamamela. And then one of those 100 barrels fell to the Dead Sea. Right? So what's the halacha? Putru kulon. The other 99 now are mutter. Why? Because it's by the ring. So I'm reading because we say, the one that fell was the usher one. The instructor of Nachman, the instructor of Shlakish. Now why do we need to tell me this case by rings? And why do we need to tell it to me by case of barrels? Why? The emitter of Nachman, if it only would have had the case of Rav Nachman, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, Avodas Kochav. That's only true by Avodas Zara, the Engla Matirin. There's no way out. Avol Truma, the Eishla Matirin, but by Truma, we have a Matir. What's the Matir? Give it to the Kohen. I would say, lo, we're not going to be Makel and permit the other 99. Give them to a Kohen. The Eme, the Rish Lakish, if it only would have had the case of barrels, I would have thought, Chavit, a barrel, the Minkaru and the Filasa. It's so huge. How could you not know which one it was? Of course you knew. Avol Tabas, the Lo Minkaru and the Filasa, where it's impossible to say which one it is. Lo, we're not going to be Makil. Tzrichana, we're Makil. Now, Amar Rabba, Lo hit the Rish Lakish, Elochavis, the Minkar, and the Pilasa. Again, Rabba only allowed barrels, which are obvious. Aval Te'ena, Lo, not a date. A fig. But Rabba, Rav Yosef, Amar Nah, Fil Te'ena, no, something makes a difference. Kin the Pilasa, Kach Aliasa. If an improper fig fell in, would it ruin the whole bunch? Yeah. You know what? Then one comes out and saves the bunch. Amar Balazar, Chavit Shel Truma, love the heart. A barrel of Truma, listen to this. Shenafla Bekuf Chavios, it fell to 100 barrels. Right? What do we say? If one fell into the river, the other 99 get become good. See, it's the same idea. Poseach Ezechas Mehen, open one of them, What, once you open it, it's no longer chashuv. Right? We said sealed barrels can't be batel because once you open it, it's no longer chashuv. Once you open it, it's now mutter. Why? Because it's batel. You hear this? V'noda l'aymenu k'dei dibua. Take what you want, for show us to drink it. Yosef Rav Din, v'kam alei, ha-shmaita, amalei, Rav Nachman, gemma v'shasi kachazina. I see over here, he's a drinker. Right? In other words, you can't do that. You can't open it. You're not allowed to be mabatel on itto tachila. This is right. Hacha, ela, ema, no, niftacha achas v'yenot alaymenu k'dei dibua. If it opened by itself, then you save. You're right. You can't do that. You can't be a drinker. You can't open it. If it opened, then it got saved. Okay? Let's finish to that. I'm Rav Hoshia. It opened on its own, right. I'm Rav Hoshia. I told you, you can't orchestrate opening on its own. I'm Rav Hoshia. Chavit shel truma. If a barrel of truma, that's arva, the mea v'chamishim chavios, fell in with 150 barrels, v'niftachu mea mehen, and you open 100, no tohaimenu k'dei dimua v'shota. You can drink them all. V'shari surin, other ones are usher, ad shiyiftachu, until it gets opened by itself. Why? Lo amrina, we don't say isur berubi isur. We don't say this concept we've been saying all along, that the isur is in the one that fell. The isur is in these 100. We don't say that. So if all 100 open on their own, you can drink those 100. Why? They're all bottled. What about the other 50? No, you can't. Why? Because we don't say this concept. What we said before, if you have 100 rings, one of them is no good, and then one falls into the river, the other 99 become good. Why? Because we say the one that was no good fell into the river. How can we say such a thing? The 99% just didn't happen? Because the whole thing didn't do abundant anyway. So this time, he argues on that. I don't agree with that. There. What? So what? They write the same thing over here. They're happening to open on their own. So we're not going to be makel. Why not? Because he doesn't agree with that concept. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll stop. It's time to stop anyway, and we'll resume tomorrow. We'll catch up tomorrow. All right, everyone have a good day.